You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So, once again, listeners come to our rescue with great notes and letters, Facebook messages. This one from Jennifer. She writes, "Do you guys ever talk about tall girl problems?" Well, let me just jump in here right now and say, I know that we have. We once did a promotion on the show that was freaking hilarious. It was called Denver's Tallest Babe. And it was hilarious. It was a woman who was like 6'5", I want to say.
There's a great picture of you and her floating around somewhere, yes. Isn't there? She's huge.
Yes.
She's, in flats?
She was 6'5", barefoot, and then she always wore heels.
Good Crazy. For her.
Yeah, she would like, and she talked about how, she goes, I love it. She goes, I intimidate the hell out of people.
Mm-hmm. Man.
So we referred to her as Denver's Tallest Babe. Anyway, back to Jennifer's note. Do you guys ever talk about tall girl problems? I just moved here a year ago from California. And I'm having a very hard time meeting someone to date because of my height. I'm 6'2", and I refuse to go out with anyone shorter than me. I got to jump in yet again here. How many times do you hear that from a variety of women, regardless of how tall they are, that they won't go out with a guy who's shorter than they are?
It's constantly. That's all I ever hear. I've never heard a woman say, I wish I was with a guy that was shorter than me.
I know it. We're so ridiculous. But don't worry. 30 starts creeping around and we give in.
Your list of requirements starts to get whittled
down.
That
goes to the bottom of the list.
I think we might want to have some calls on that here in just a few moments from women who insist on dating only men taller.
For reference, can I get how tall you two Utes are?
I am exactly 6 feet tall.
Okay. So am I, but I think I've been shrinking. But I'm supposedly at 6 foot. I think I am started to shrink.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm kind of an average. Average for men, I think, is 5'9 or 5'10.
See, 6 foot,
I guess I'm taller, but I don't feel like I'm a tall guy.
No, you're the perfect height for a girl like me.
Oh, thanks.
Not for Jennifer, but...
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
4'3".
And a half.
We got to get back to her note.
Oh, yeah, the note.
She goes, I'm 6'2". I refuse to go out with anyone shorter than me. But when you try to find a good guy who is also at least 6'4 or 6'5", your available pool is very limited. In fact, it's depressing. She writes, I did meet a really nice guy a few weeks ago. He was sitting down at the bar, and I thought he might be pretty tall for some reason. But when he stood up.
Been there.
Hey, down here.
When he stood up to say goodbye.
Come with me down the yellow brick road.
He was like 5'9".
Oh.
She goes, that would never work for me. Then she writes, do you have any suggestions for finding a tall guy? Jennifer. Now, I don't know. Is there a tall guy dating website?
Just go visit the Nuggets.
The Nuggets.
Go to a game. Wear a low-cut shirt.
I used to work with Kobe Bryant's sister, and that woman is like 6'5". And I said, thank God her brother is a basketball player, because where else is she going to meet a man that's as tall as she is?
Yeah, and you definitely want to date an NBA player because they're known for being so loyal
and
dedicated.
Such great men.
And so committed.
Such great men.
And they're so good to women.
I like her line, though. It would be. That pool has got to be very small to find a guy that's like 6'5".
And a good guy.
Good guy
6'5".
See, I think it should be flip-flop. You know, it needs to be good guy on the top.
I'm not saying that guys who are 6'4", 6'5" are not good guys. I'm saying if you do the Venn diagram.
Sure,
thing,
that appeals to her.
All available nice guys and all guys 6'4", 6'5", and see where they overlap.
It's a tiny pool of
dudes. It's not going to be very big.
She needs to give it up, I think.
What does that mean?
I think she needs to let down this, they need to be as tall as me. I refuse.
Well, let's talk to women who won't date a guy who is shorter than them. Let's also talk to tall women. Now, Chris said that the average woman's 5'5", but I think we need to talk 5'10 or taller. Gigi, do you know anything about that?
You know, I actually do a little bit. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I'm 5'11", and, initially when I was first starting to, like, go out, I was like, I can't look at anyone under 5'11", but, you know, as it matured a little bit, you know, I've realized that there are a lot more important qualities than just height. If you meet someone who's, like, funny and caring and maybe they're only, like, 5'10", like, that shouldn't be, like, the be-all, end-all. You should.
Are you married or have a boyfriend?
No, I'm currently single, but, you know, I've had, you know, past relationships where people have been shorter than me, but, you know, I won't turn them away just because I'm 5'10 and they're like 5'6".
I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay, Gigi?
Thank you.
Not a set of cowboy boots can't fix for the guy,
sure.
too.
It's, I don't know, isn't it kind of sexy too? I mean, you said empowering the tallest chick, you know, you put on some heels, girl, and you own it. Like, come on, lady.
Yeah. I think there used to be a thing where really, and there might still be some really tall women who are 6 feet tall and taller who feel kind of subconscious about it. I'm not saying they're not out there. But I'm noticing, because I have a whole bunch of friends who have daughters who play volleyball. And all those girls are high school girls that are like 5'11 to 6'2". And all of them wear big old heels all the time because they love the intimidation of it. So they're not shrinking violets anymore. And I think maybe 30, 40 years ago, women who are 6'1" probably kind of hunched and stuff like that because they didn't want to stand out. And I think today women are like, in your face, I'm 6'1".
Yeah, Spike.
Deal with it. Here comes Molly. Hey, Molly.
Hi, how's it going?
How tall are you?
I am 6'1".
Okay, and so what do you think about Jennifer's note about won't go out with anyone under 6'4"?
You know, honestly, just like the last caller, you have to, we live in this world of stereotypes, and the stereotype is that the man has to be taller than the woman, and it's not true. I think that she should really, truly just embrace the fact that she's tall and look for a good guy. I mean, bottom line, who cares what they look like? Who cares how tall they are? The thing that matters is that they mesh with you and that you guys fit together.
All right. So you're 6'1". Are you married?
Basically, I've been engaged for the past 10 years to the same man.
Wait a minute. That's a whole nother show. We're going to do an entire show on people who are engaged for 10 years.
Can't pull the trigger, huh?
All right. So putting that aside for now, how tall is your fiancé?
He is only 5'9".
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Okay, good.
And he probably doesn't mess with you either, does he?
Oh, no, it doesn't bother me at all.
She will shove him down.
Molly, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much.
It is a total double standard because you can't help your height. And if a man were to say to a woman, no, I'm not going to date you because you wear a size 8 shoe or something, we'd be like, you can't do that to us.
Will you make a note about that engaged for years? Because I definitely want that. That might be one of our topics tomorrow. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
So what do you know about, how tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
Hey, we're getting all the 6'1 ladies today. So what do you think about dating guys who are taller than you?
I think it's really hard. I mean, I've dated a guy that was 5'9", and I was just uncomfortable with it. It was, I don't know. I just don't think it's just
hard. You don't want a shorter guy. So you're disagreeing with Molly.
Like at your boobs, like, that's a problem.
Well, it's not a problem for him.
It's not.
No, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I kind of want to date a tall girl now.
Christy, have a great day. Thanks for being on.
Too late.
He's in them all the time.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.